This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Be a part of this. Because I feel like most of us can agree. Yeah. I'm in a family chat. We have a couple different ones where it's just my mom, my sister, and I, then one that includes our husbands, one that includes my two nieces as well. But
well, your father's out, though. He's not a part of it.
I know he's in it. He's the one that texts the most. But there are times where we're part, like I am part of a group text that it's not my family. It's just somebody that wants to give out quick information rather than text everybody. They will text a group and they will even specify, this is just informational. If you have questions, text me separately. Don't text the group. And you will have people that just keep texting. And it's people you don't even know. There are all these numbers that you don't even know. And they're just texting. And all of a sudden you're like, how do I get off of this chain that is blowing up my phone for the next 3 days?
Mm-hmm. Like, is it? Can you ignore it? That'd be my way of just deleting it.
Yeah,
ignoring it.
Yeah,
delete it.
Yeah, you can block it and everything. But this dad, it was just, he was just like, consider everything else you do in life, liked, loved, LOL'd, good.
That's crazy.
I think it's great. Leave me off of this.
Yeah, like, leave me alone if you love me. Here's the good news to start the hour with a Reddit user, Mike himself 29, shared a post entitled, "Found this under my office door, along with $6 in the Made Me Smile regarding the Made Me Smiling department." Let's see. This fellow found a note on the floor at his job a couple of months ago. The Reddit, this is some posted on Reddit, obviously, fella whose first name is Mike, works in an ice arena, opened the note, finds $6 and an explanation. "Dear whatever, whoever, whatever, I was watching a practice, obviously, of a game. I saw somebody stick their hand up the vending machine and steal a Pop-Tart. I made a terrible decision. I reached up and grabbed the crackers and ate them."
Yeah, the stranger after being dared by others.
Somebody else. Yep. Yeah. So he did. They figured out how the kids do that, right? How to get their hands up.
Yeah, if your arm is small enough, you can get up to that first row of things.
Yeah.
And they don't know who did this or who submitted the note and along with the $6 to pay for not only the crackers this person stole, but also for the Pop-Tart that somebody else stole. There's no camera, so they're not going to like find these people. And they say that that's a problem that a lot of people keep doing. But the thing is, this assuming it's probably like a teen or a preteen or
a teenager.
Yeah. A small enough arm to get up there, but I guess he's conscious nonetheless, and submitting the $6, and the person who posted this, the Mike guy, Mike himself 29, said it was really only a dollar for each, for the Pop-Tart and for the crackers, so the $4, the remaining $4, was donated into a jug for local youth hockey league. Yep.
Good. All right. So there is goodness and light in the world, no question about that. We're catching good things, though, and that's a good thing, that we catch good things. In a manner of speaking, anyway, all of the things that are happening around the world that are good, the things that we can be thankful for, if you will, and that's one of the things that I think I like, being able to start out each of our hours or each of the segments with things that are happening to people that are actually good. For example, there's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's, who is helping scientists actually develop a test. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that, too, right?
I feel like we're hearing more of this, of whether or not people can smell ear infections or cavities.
What do they smell like? Is there a report listening to these people? Yeah, cavities especially, a certain thing. I mean, you can smell B.O., nothing. Yeah, there's nothing special about that. But she knew herself, apparently, to have a super sensitive, she had the nose, and she used it. She wouldn't be able to go into the cleaning section of a supermarket, I guess, right? And then I look at this and I think, this person, by the way, is a former doctor, right? Is that what happened? Or she knew somebody that was a doctor? Put the pieces of this together.
Yeah, she can. Well, she can smell changes.
Joy Milne, I think, is M-I-L-N-E, is her name, right?
Yeah, her husband was Les. It's almost like it's less about the distinct smell, but it's about the change of body odor that corresponds to an onset of Parkinson's disease that she can figure out. It's like the nose.
Did she describe it though? What the smell is, so we can pass it along to people who may have sensitive noses that are listening to us right now? The husband was a former doctor. That we found out. We know that. And she thought there's apparently some kind of the Parkinson's will cause damage to a kind of skin oil. And so she went to smell the T-shirts of those who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's and those who hadn't. And she identified the shirts that belonged to the people who had Parkinson's, and she only missed once.
Except then 8 months later, that person ended up receiving Parkinson's diagnosis. So even though it was wrong at the time, that
this
person
is pretty amazing,
had
it. Huh? So can you develop this, or you just have it? You have it. Exercise, change of diet makes a big difference in people who come up with this sort of thing. I know the dogs smell cancer, I think. Isn't that how that works?
I believe that, yeah. It's cancer. Can dogs smell if there is a stroke or a seizure coming on? Because I know a lot of times people who have epilepsy or some kind of seizure-related illness, they have service animals who can tell if there is a seizure going on. But I don't know if that's a smell or if that's a different body signal.
I don't know. I think that has to do with epilepsy. I think you're right about that. I've heard that story. There are a lot of different connections to reality here. But this is really a potential... what this person would hire herself out around the world, go smell people's shirts to see if they have Parkinson's. Yeah, anything's possible, I guess. Mm-hmm. But she's working with the doctors and the scientists to come up with a way, but just have, what, do they find out what is that an olfactory? Olfactory has to do with smelling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so is that,
some kind of sebum that's in the skin oils.
All right, so there we are with an interesting...
Sebum. What is it? Sebum?
Sebum.
Sebum, right?
Yeah. You're my doctor? I am Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. I sometimes practice medicine with Kent Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can hear those exciting adventures when you go to Good Day Health, the podcast that we have every week, gooddayhealthshow.com, and to catch up with... me and my nose and them and their noses. Here we are to lead you into another day of thought. Leadership, that's what this is all about. I'd like to think that we are on the cutting edge, whatever that term means, Jade. The thing about leadership and what it's all about. You know, remember that song? That's what it's all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot up.
Hokey, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. So, I got this from... a sign on the wall in an office in one of the, I'm involved in three different businesses, so this is one of my partner's offices. It's a great definition. Quote, excuse me, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making that impact last in your absence. What do you think of that? Leadership about making others better as a result of your presence? Yeah,
it goes
making it last.
Along with the difference between an actual leader and just a boss.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So think about it. If you have a business, a lot of small business people like this program because they acknowledge I'm a small businessman as well, and we have lots in common. Just think about the people who are around you. I'm betting many of them are more capable than you are. Maybe they're more confident than you are. And maybe they're more valuable to you as a result of what the two of you can do together. For example, this program is much better when I'm not by myself. Jay makes me better. Jennifer makes me better. You and your input makes the program better because it isn't just a single monotone focus on what the events of the day are, what matters, et cetera, et cetera. It's different mixes. Mm. And that's when I'm not here, the program's not the same. When Jay's not here or Jennifer, it's just not the same. And your business, you can look at that and think about the people who you have around you. And is it true, the answer is going to be yes for most of you, that the business isn't the same if you have hired the right people or you have the right people around you. It's not the same when they're not there. Right? Think about it. What goes on? I think it's across the board. It's just true.
Yeah, well, the chemistry between people and everybody brings their own unique value to everything. Think about even just hanging out with friends sometimes when one of your best friends can't show up, and it changes the dynamic of the group even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And regardless of who that person is, it could be you yourself.
Yep.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Call
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Presence of Warren Eckstein, our pet's best friend. The Pet Show is something he's been hosting. I believe Marconi started with radio in 1929, and Warren was 1934. I think that's when this all started. They give it to me, so I just give it to you. You know how that works. Warren has written a book, or he's written a number of books, called, this one that I like is called Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, which is what he is. He writes in the foreword to the book, "My ability to talk with animals is a lot different from that of most people, and whether it was learned or taught, I don't know. I do. This is a gift from God. You have a gift, and that gift is what's been able to get you to help as many animals as you have and as many people who have animals. And it isn't just about dogs and cats. It's about horses. It's about goats, about cow, you name it." I have on the American Family Farmer this week a llama farmer. And what an interesting thing. I've got a llama, say that half quickly, a llama factory in Ohio. Have you ever done pet therapy? Well, you have to have been experienced.
Yeah, I went hiking years ago. It was very, very popular to go hiking with a llama or an alpaca, and it was found to be very, very relaxing. Stress
great
and anxiety.
Therapy.
Llamas are—they're just so. Camels are like that too, but in a large variety.
Cows can
so
be
so mellow.
Cows can.
You know
be
what,
mellow.
Doug? Any animal can be. A raccoon,
I suppose.
Can be, you know, I guess any animal can make
a raccoon. A raccoon. A porcupine. How about a porcupine as a therapy animal? Okay. All right. 855-999. Doug is being used by people for all sorts of things, including this fellow listening who wants to have his way with you, in a manner of speaking.
You have the pet doctor on right now, and I have a cat that has claws at my couch, underneath the couch, my bed frame, everywhere, and I've done everything from a water gun, everything. How do I stop this cat from clawing my furniture when it has claw toys?
All right.
First thing you do.
Yeah.
I used a water gun. I tried to stop the cat. Have you ever taken the time to figure out maybe why the cat is scratching? Maybe the cat is bored. Cats are nomadic by nature. Here's what I recommend. Number one, you can go out and spend $100 on a scratching post. The cat has no idea how much you spent on it. Bring in a cardboard box or a paper bag from the supermarket. It's like you hit the lottery. I would recommend that every day, every other day, hit the supermarket, bring in cardboard boxes, be creative, make a condo, put one on top of the other. The reason for that is, again, as I said, they're nomadic. By bringing in boxes every day, every box, every bag smells different, you can get the cat over there. Now, in terms of the scratching specifically, it's not scratching to get you aggravated. Cats have scent glands on the bottom of their feet, so very often they're marking territory with their paws. You want to stop it. Here's a quick sample. Easy to do. Go to the supermarket. Go to a hardware store, hit Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever you want to do, pick up some double stick tape. Put the double stick tape in the area where the cat is scratching. It's like kitty flypaper. He'll get the idea, and I promise you can have your couch once again. But remember, keeping them mentally stimulated by rotating their toys is really, really critical, and keeping their nails trimmed.
There you go. Aren't you glad you called, madam? Thank you. 855-999-DOUG. Anytime you have a question for any of the people on the program, especially Warren, help yourself. This is National Foster a Pet Month. How will that see the light of day, Warren?
You know, it's so amazing that there are so many dogs at shelters that are killed every year, and it's not killed for any other reason than overcrowding. By people fostering dogs, a couple of things happen. Number one, they get them out of the shelter. Number two, they socialize and expose them to things they're going to be exposed to on a regular basis, and generally makes it a whole lot easier for them to find a home. The problem is, most people that foster pets wind up as foster failures. They wind up adopting the dog or cat. But it's a great thing to do. If you're a senior citizen, if you're retired and you don't have a pet and you want to get some time for yourself and have a great time and make yourself feel better, maybe fostering a dog or cat from a local shelter or rescue is definitely the thing to do. It's so much easier to find a home for a dog or cat if they've been socialized rather than put into a shelter where it takes them a while to decompress once they get out.
There is such a thing as International Cat Day. I was thinking about that with regard to what you said or what that lady's question was. The cat early on in Egypt was worshipped as a god. You knew that, right?
Absolutely.
Cats, right?
They mummified the cats and buried them with the people that owned them.
Right. Exactly. I think Cleopatra has a cat buried with her, as a matter of fact. So anyway, after the dynasty collapsed, cats were popular everywhere. They were exclusive to the royal family. And then, you know, they became a part of everything.
By the way, quickly, meow. Yes. Meow. The word meow means cat in German in Egyptian. Meow.
Really?
Meow.
Meow.
Meow. Meow.
How do I do as a cat?
Meow.
Better as a cow.
Moo. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check out his website, thepetshow.com. Doug Stephan here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months, where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3680.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley's decided to end her campaign for the GOP presidential nomination. The former South Carolina governor conveyed the news to her supporters in South Carolina, expressing her well wishes for Donald Trump without officially endorsing him. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said his endorsement of the former president should be expected. McConnell made the announcement endorsing Trump shortly after Nikki Haley suspended her campaign. McConnell emphasized that Trump has garnered the necessary backing from Republican voters. On April 25th, the Supreme Court is scheduled to listen to oral arguments in the case concerning former President Trump's immunity. Trump is appealing a decision from a lower court that rejected his assertion of immunity from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. The case brought by Special Counsel Jack Smith against Trump is presently on hold as the High Court deliberates whether a former president can be charged for actions while in office. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Here we are playing to millions, Jay. Ready? This is a non-singing, well, maybe we should sing. This is a non-singing spotlight on what's going on in the world today. Here's a fellow found the surprise of a lifetime in his field. 700 coins. This is down in Kentucky. Guy finds 700 coins from the Civil War buried on his land. And this stuff could be worth millions. Nearly 700 $1, $10, $20 gold dollars issued by the U.S. Mint around the time of the Civil War. The discovery is being called the Great Kentucky Hoard. And these gold coins, said the finder, the most insane thing ever. Now, I'm betting nobody, he's not making himself known, right? We don't know who this guy is.
No.
If you know who he is, the world's going to collapse around him, right? Exactly. Apparently, a lot of wealthy Kentuckians bury large quantities of gold and silver just before the Civil War and during the Civil War. So they've been looking around for these. The archaeologists have been, of course. And this fellow seems to have found them. There's gold in that there land. So here we go. Kentucky was neutral, by the way, at the time. So a lot of people from both the North and the South buried money. They literally buried money in the land or in the ground.
And not because they thought somebody was going to take their money, but because these were federally issued coins.
Yeah.
That meant the original owners could possibly be identified as collaborators with the feds during this time when, like you said, Kentucky was neutral. And so that's why they buried them and hid them, because they didn't want to be known to be associated.
Right. Well, there you go. Something, because so you could get one of those magnet things that you go around. There are people that go to the beach or they go around.
Metal detectors.
Yeah, find some. There's gold. Go find the gold. Okay, so next up is a listener who thinks that I don't tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The conversation we had last week, Thursday, Friday, about me working. I've had this story. I've told this story before about me working on the line at the General Motors plant here in Framingham when I was a youngster. I was an inspector on the line when I was in college, and a couple of summers I went to the plant when they hired. They needed people, non-union people, as their folks, the management folks went on vacation. They had three or four of us who worked on the line during the summertime. And I've told a number of stories because of that experience. I certainly grew up fast watching those people. Most of the folks, there were 1,840 people employed by that plant, building Chevrolets, Buicks, there was a BOP plant, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, in this plant. And in charge of inspecting the huck bolts that were put into the bottom of the frame to hold the chassis onto the body, or the other way around, body onto the chassis. They had, the plant was divided in two phases. They had the General Motors plant, and at that time, they had a subsidiary called Fisher, the Fisher Body Company. So you'd see, so if you look at an old, let's say a 1960s Oldsmobile, and you look at the plate that's on the rocker panel, as you open the door, it says Body by Fisher on it. Fisher was a wholly owned subsidiary of General Motors, but they kept them separate for a long time. So I was on the line inspecting. There were four people in four different positions, and they put the huck bolt up into the chassis to, as I said, hold everything together. So as I was telling a quick story about being there, one of the listeners did not, as luck has it. Some people believe you, some people don't. Here's this particular fellow's reaction to my story about General Motors.
This is Steve calling from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. I want to hear more about this working at the General Motors assembly plant you were just talking about. You didn't work at a General Motors assembly plant. Come on, give me a break.
Okay.
Doug has had, like, almost any job known to man at some point in his life.
I will tell you a story about my experience there. It doesn't necessarily prove that I worked there. I don't have to prove anything to him. He can believe what he wants to believe. It's really interesting how people, come on, what's the big one? Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So I was they had hired the first woman. They had a couple. They were the first group of hires when they opened the plant in 1955, I think it was, 56, somewhere in the late 50s. They didn't hire women. They only hired men. And you could get away with that then. So most of all the men who were on the line were former grease monkeys from garages, gas station, because they were making, at the time, much more money than they could working in a gas station. So I was on this line, and the third or fourth week I was there, they began to hire women. And this first, the woman that came in was a big, just a wow. She was a wowzer. And the guys kept taunting her and teasing her and sort of making fun of her. They didn't like it because she worked faster than they did. She was stronger than they were, and she did more than they did. Exactly. So they kept harassing her. And one of the guys that was working, his name was Dick. That's how vividly I remember this. He didn't have a tooth in his head. And he kept on her, and he was trying to hustle her, actually. But she was having none of it. So one day he pushed her too far, and he was making fun of her and what she was doing and how she looked, et cetera, et cetera. So she turned around and cold-cocked him, knocked him about 6 feet from where he was. And he got up and he had a fight with her, and she knocked him out. So the management came running out, and what's going on here? So the sum and substance was that they both got suspended for 3 weeks, but nobody ever gave her any starch again. Never after that. So that's a General Motors story for you, sir. Let's talk about the qualities of a great leader with all these people who are declaring themselves presidential candidates. How do you decide whether this one or that one is a great leader? Ever think about it this way? There are so many people that just kind of fall into, okay, I like Trump, or I like Ike. I was talking about that. I like whomever. You like whomever. Why? Do you ever stop and really think about this person, whether it's a man or a woman, whether this person is older or younger? Here's a list that I think I'm always working on, and see if it doesn't jive with you a little bit. Number one, the person that I want to be, and maybe this doesn't just go for president, maybe it goes for somebody who runs a company. Does this person have vision? Does this person have a strong desire to win? Does this person believe in him or herself? Does this person take definitive action? Doesn't overanalyze, learns from that action. Does this person know that he or she must help others to be successful? Does this person have fear? Do they worry about stuff, but they still act anyway? Does this person learn every day? Never does this person say, I know enough, I'm the smartest guy in the block, but is open to counsel. This person is humble, will change his or her plans based on new information. Wow. Do you know how important that is? Because information that we have, we get it every day. Mm-hmm. Does this person have the energy to lead? Does this person have people skills? Is this person skillful at communicating? Is this person totally committed? That is all in. Does the person lead by example? Persevering. Playing the long game. I think that if you're a leader, if you're running a company, I look at that list and I try to gauge it as to how I'm doing with the various entities that I'm working on, whether it be the farm, whether it be the radio program, whether it be my development. I'm very open, I hope. I mean, I think, Jay, you can tell me whether you think I'm right or I'm not. And we know we always assess ourselves. And either we're too hard on ourselves or we are.
Yeah, worst critic or biggest fan.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I don't like to kid myself. I know what my shortcomings are. And oftentimes I'm too lenient. I really try to help others as I can. Because that's what I grew up around. Doesn't make any difference. I always put other people first that's part of my, if you were to understand my scorpionic background with Pisces and Aquarius, I put other people first. That's just the way I am. And so when other people do things, sometimes when there are, like I have folks that are working with me on the farm, and I'll tell them to do something, and sometimes is a countermand from other people that are working with me, and it confuses the people who are working with me, because you give them one thing to do and then somebody else comes along and says, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. It confuses and undermines what you're trying to do. And I hope that honestly, you, Jay, if I were to talk about you specifically, you know how to do your job. I don't have to tell you what to do or how to do it. And I don't think I really ever do I? I mean, once in a while I say, well, let's try to do this with them in mind. It's more of an object lesson doing this.
Go a different direction. I always have a kick out of it when working for past jobs where it's like you go through the interview process and you are the most intelligent person in the room, in this field. And as soon as you get the job, they treat you like you are a moron. And it's
They want to change you.
Because I took the job, does that make me an idiot now?
Yeah, I'd get a job on a station. The guy hired me. He said, I like listening to you on the radio. You're great. So I want to hire you and you can do mornings. So I went on the air the first morning. Good morning. And went through the shtick. And he said, would you come into my office? So I went into his office. You know, we really would like you to do it this way rather than that way. And I said, wait a minute. You hired me because you thought that I did a good job and that you liked what I did. And now you want me to change my style and do things differently. And so why did you hire me if you think you have to change me? Well, we only want you to do a few things that are different. How many people have you? I remember having that circumstance in school when I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, well, he didn't want to hire me. Somebody over him told him to hire me. So that's how that worked. And he was on my butt all the time. The four years I was there. And I really only lasted, I stayed long enough to get tenure, which is what he didn't want me to do. And then I left and went to work for CBS and went to Philadelphia or wherever I went. I forget where I went, but I know that that the school thing wasn't going to be my career, but it was something I did because I thought it was a good experience and I was pretty good at it, frankly.
Well, yes, yes.
So anyway, I think that under the circumstances, the whole business about leadership and where you go, it's just food for thought. Think about how you lead and or how you follow.
Well,
so,
and that statement of leading by example, and the reality is we all lead by example. We just have to take a look at what is the example that we are showcasing? Because people are watching everywhere, around every corner. People mm-hmm. are watching impressionable people that you may think that nobody looks up to you. Everybody has somebody that looks up to them, and you are setting an example.
Yep, for sure.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles. But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, you betrayed me. Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Good day, health. It's 53 after the hour, said he with a choked up voice. Jack, I may need you to help me with my voice.
Yes.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He has two fabulous websites, ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can get all the information about the things that you need to put into your body, the things that he's created, the things that work, things that will help you. There are the enzymes that work to make your stomach work, if you will, right? That's what it's supposed to do. You need enzymes in your stomach. Because without his believer in the GAP, Jackson GAP's practitioner, which is all about the gut health, begins and ends with a healthy gut. So, you know, after I had that flu thing and I took a Z-Pack because I couldn't stand it anymore, I just had to get rid of it, the cough and everything else. And then I went right to town with the Lee enzymes to bring in the things that are necessary, because you got to have all the probiotics and have the things that balance your stomach off, because when you take something like that, it kills all the good bacteria, all the bad bacteria, everything's gone. Jack, always with the weekend show that he does, the Good Day Health show, you know, we have 2 hours of Good Day Health that appears on most of the same stations that carry the Good Day program with Jack and Ken Kronos, two very different ways of looking at the recipes for life. And so if you want to understand what the natural, I often come up with names. I called, somebody asked me the other day about you, how would I describe you? And I said, I just popped out of my head, he's an herbalist. I don't know why I said that, but I just...
I'm not an herbalist. I use herbs, but I'm certainly not an herbalist.
No. Anyway, check out Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com and JackStockwell.com. He's a Nuka chiropractor and does wonders for those people who have bad necks and stuff like yours truly. who's had gone around in circles with this thing. And now I feel, for some reason or other, it just has gone away. But I was taking stuff that it is something that you don't even think about until it doesn't work. Isn't that true about most everything in the body, though, Jack? We take it for granted. Everything works fine until it doesn't. And then we start thinking, what in the world is that about?
Well, so, it's almost always a result of some form of malnutrition or another. The two big combinations, the malnutrition and the imbalance of the spine against gravity, which will, you know, break down and destroy the joints, and malnutrition just hurts the organs over a period of time. And depending on how healthy your mother was when you were developing inside of her, as to how long you can carry that basic nutritional complex into adolescence, into early adulthood, until it begins to suffer if you don't replace it with good foods, the kind of foods Mother Nature made, not the kind of foods that Nestle makes.
Lucky my mother's health was not good when I was in the womb, but, you know, somehow I've overcome it by just not doing the things that are not good for
you. Well, you've been conscientious, and you're a farmer, for Pete's sake. Yeah. Farmers are some of the healthiest people in the world.
All right, you've posted a study that shows how important vitamin K is. I would venture to say that 85% of the people listening to this program right now don't even know what vitamin K is, never mind what it does. So would you do the honors?
Well, vitamin K is one of the, well, it's absolutely essential to health. It has an awful lot to do with bone, the hardness of your bones. It has an awful lot to do with insulin, maintaining good levels of insulin in the body, which we've just recently learned from the University of Montreal at the Montreal Clinical Research Institute in Canada. And they found out that vitamin K can help reduce one's risk of diabetes. And just as I have maintained about diabetes or arthritis or cardiovascular disease, these cancer, these are almost all diseases of malnutrition. When the body isn't getting what it needs, it becomes a sitting duck for these other kinds of problems to start showing up. And a shortage of vitamin K, which usually comes from green leafy plants. There are easier ways to get it than that if you're not into green leafy plants, one of which is something called Easy Mag. It's available at SurbiddenDoctor.com, is a real concentrated form of vitamin K. And what the study at Montreal found out is that it helps to increase a process called carboxylation. And carboxylation is something that helps inside of cells to produce the proteins they're supposed to produce. And what they found that in the pancreatic beta cells that produces insulin, they found out that vitamin K has a direct effect to help the body balance the insulin levels inside the system as well as the sensitivity to insulin. And what happens with a lot of pre-diabetics and eventually diabetics is they become so insensitive to the presence of the insulin that their body is making that they have to have large blasts of synthetic insulin shot into them once or twice a day just to maintain sugar levels. Right. So vitamin K is essential for the pancreas to make insulin.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.